It's a Jimmy Smith show!
Yeah!
Nice one, Jimmy. 16-13. You guys had never won in Chicago, which I found kind of strange, but cross another one off that list that couldn't be done, that Lamar's had a bunch of things on there, the Ravens, and now the Bears are off the list. 7-3. You didn't play, but a great team victory. So where do we start?
I mean, hats off to our team for actually fighting through so much adversity this week to get a victory. And it wasn't pretty, but, you know, we scraped by and we got it against a good rushing football team.
Did you know Lamar wasn't going to play? Did you go? Let me go back. When do you know you're going to be inactive? Is it during the week or do they check with you on the weekend and you're like, look, man,
situations vary. Sometimes, you know, those kind of like you have to always be honest with yourself. Like, can I actually go and play at a high level or do I need to sit down? And that's always tough on players because we always want to play.
We got to pull Marianne off sometimes. You'll have a scratchy throat. You're like, no, I'm good. No,
oh, my gosh.
I can do it. Let's go.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's different on radio. Nobody can just jump. Not like you guys. Someone just jumps right in. I mean, it's actually always hard to find people to replace you, right? I mean, for me, last minute is tough. Will Blake doesn't sound like me, so he can't sub. But that's for Lamar. I mean, everybody talks about how different the team would be without him as quarterback.
I'll tell you what, though. Tyler Huntley, he's got the same sort of game. Uncanny. But, yeah, he was thrust into it early that morning.
The pressure.
That's almost better not knowing that you're going to play. Just, hey, guess what? You're in, kid. Instead of having to sleep on it. Run it through your mind the whole night.
He had to have known a little, probably going
up. Yeah,
right?
I think as a backup quarterback, though, it's a little different than, I mean, it's a small bit different than other positions because the backup quarterback is only three all on the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same for like cornerbacks and linebackers. It's such a rotation for people.
Move you around.
Quarterbacks, like, you know, if anything happens, any game, you're the backup quarterback, you could be in the next play.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely study the same way. I mean, he took all the practice reps that week anyway. But you're right. He has a very similar game to Lamar. So it was actually good to see him go out there and, you know, start getting into the rhythm. Obviously, you always want to score more points, but they're moving the ball downfield. And then that last drive was, you know, all you could ask for a young guy like that.
Were you here or were you in Chicago, Jimmy?
I was on the sideline.
Okay. Man, that's got to be tough. You know, you go out there and you probably think you can grab a helmet and run in and you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, you got to definitely be smart with the body.
Yeah. Well, Tyus Bowser played a great game. And John says he's been playing as well as any outside linebacker in the league all year, but he really bubbled up to the top yesterday with a fumble, a couple of sacks, punched that ball out. Calais jumped on it. So it was a team effort.
Speaking of bubbled up, can we put Lamar in a bubble? Like, can we just protect him from all viruses right now?
I mean, he just needs some more vitamin C. I don't know.
Gosh.
He gets sick often. I do agree.
I thought Jerry Sandusky had a pretty cool reasoning for why Lamar gets sick. We'll throw that out on the other side.
Ooh,
yeah. A theory. The Jimmy Smith Show, the gangly one, number 22. We'll come back with more. Kirk and Marianne on 98 Rock.
All right, it was a cliffhanger. We're dying to hear this theory on why Lamar Jackson gets sick so often, according to Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky, we talked to him before the games. He's the voice of the Ravens, and he said, as a boy, he grew up in Florida. His dad was a coach of the Dolphins. And when he came up to Baltimore every year, right around November, when the seasons would change, he would get bronchitis or he would get sick. And he said he wasn't sure exactly what it was, but it took a few years to get acclimated. So that didn't happen every year. It seems like Lamar gets sick around this time, at least the last couple of years. I've had friends that have done the same thing. Does that hold any weight with you, Jimmy? I don't know.
You know, what's funny is Snoop actually kind of alluded to something like that. So, I mean, it might be true. I don't know. I came from Colorado as far as
you're tough
school wise living. So I don't know. I don't pride myself on not getting ill so much. Got a strong immune system. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
You don't get sick often?
No, the one time I did get sick right before COVID hit, Marquise got real sick after that playoff game, or before the playoff game of 2019, I want to say. And I got really sick. I mean, like, I thought I had COVID. This was right before COVID hit, too.
But, wow.
I mean, it was really bad. Like I said, I never get sick, but when I do get sick, it's bad. I got to be on a little...
Dude, you had COVID.
Breathing machine. Yeah. No, I don't know. I didn't have any antibodies.
Oh, wow. And he had, like, stomach stuff. Like, he's just always
Lamar,
got something.
Yeah.
Lamar.
Well, it showed that everybody could come together and win the game without Lamar. It was tough. It wasn't easy. Everybody's a doctor now.
Everything is COVID now.
Seems like it. It's every symptom is COVID, so you never know. That's what's so
He was there in
tricky.
The locker room, though. I seen him, and he did look terrible. Like,
yeah.
Look terrible.
Being from Colorado, can you snowboard or ski? Have we asked you?
I'm from California. I just went to school in Colorado.
Right. I know, so, you.
But no, I didn't get the.
You didn't get that.
I didn't get into that. I was more of the guy in the indoors or in the jacuzzis. Like, I didn't really
yeah.
snowboard. Or...
Good jacuzzi workout. Where in California was it?
I'm from San Bernardino originally.
Okay, so is that near the water? I don't know San Bernardino.
I wish.
Okay.
No, it's you know, Route 60. You ever heard of Route 66?
Sure.
You get your kicks.
That's where that started at. I think that's the only claim to fame. San Bernardino is the biggest county in the nation.
Oh, okay. You can have that.
How tough,
so I know.
How hard Scrabble was it growing up being Jimmy Smith? Was it middle class? Was it rough and tumble? Was it high class? You know, fill us in high school and stuff.
Very, very, very humble beginnings. I've lived in shelters, lived in a car, lived in houses.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, like, we've had up and down type of childhood. My mom was a college graduate, just went through... You know, as a family, went through things, and just five kids for my mom to take care of.
Wow.
So,
I don't
know. We lived in different spots.
Where are you in the family?
I'm actually the middle, like, kind of the middle child. So my mom had three kids before she met my father, and my father had two sons before she met my dad.
Any other athletes?
And then had me. Everybody's an athlete in my family.
Hey, because you say your dad is badass. Do people know that about you, Jimmy? I don't think I knew that story.
I don't know. I don't really talk a lot about it. But if you know anything about my past and history growing up, then I'm sure you know I got a lot of brothers. And my brothers is kind of the ones that helped me, that guided me to get into the spot that I am now.
Hey, man.
They must love watching you play now.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
For sure. An event.
Yeah, man. Set that brother up. He got some generational wealth because his brother said, go this direction, which is smart.
Absolutely.
He's Jimmy Smith. We'll come back with more. The Ravens Hour. She's Marianne. I'm Kirk. What's up?
All right, we're back with Jimmy Smith. I have a question. So I just saw that video with LeBron James and...
Oh, Isaiah Stewart.
Isaiah Stewart. That was an insane...
He lost his full mind.
Jimmy, did you see the video?
Yes, he did.
He went nuts.
I actually just seen a video, like, might have been on, like, the Ravens page or something. I just seen, like, the clips of it, though.
Hey.
You have to watch it in slow motion to see the actual elbow. Like, it happens so fast, it's tough to see the original discrepancy.
And from all the different camera angles, you could hardly tell.
Yeah, and then
I've seen
the
him
fight.
Bleeding a lot, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the fight that wouldn't stop. So I guess what I'm wondering is, because football, I mean, basketball's not supposed to be so, you know, you're not supposed to be injured like that physically. Yeah, it seems like the elbows. But with football, it is a physical sport. There are injuries. Do you hear guys talking smack with you?
What? Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Does anything ever get to you? Like, do they say something you're like,
No. I don't really get talked to. Like, nobody talks junk to me, really.
Really?
I don't really have that type of energy in the field either.
You know, some people are known as trash talk, like a Josh Norman or Jalen Ramsey.
Matt Judon's hilarious on the field. He comes after people. Marcus Peters is probably top five all time coming after people.
Is it always about their mother? Is it always about like your
man,
mother?
No. I can't even disclose some of the stuff said.
Wow.
It is disrespectful on another level.
But nothing gets to you, really. Like, or because you said nobody gets to you, but
I just don't, like I said, I don't have that energy on the field, so nobody's coming at me like, yo, you know, F you or anything like that.
Wow.
And if it ever does get to that, then those are probably the only few couple times I've ever reacted in the game. I think once I was playing, I think a kid named Lewis Murphy from Tampa years ago. I want to say like 2013 or 2014. And for whatever reason, we just kind of got into it a little bit. And I kind of got in the space and coach pulled me out of the game just to calm me down.
That's only happened to me
twice. Because you can.
It's only happened twice.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get your team penalized because your hotheadedness can't
well,
do it.
Well, only if you act on it, right?
Right.
Yeah, he can't throw any punches, but I did. I pushed him, so I was like,
"Yeah,
you
got to." Yeah.
Hey, the thing about the basketball is they don't have helmets on. For one, you catch an elbow and start bleeding like that, and then your mind takes over. But you can't keep running at LeBron like that. Isaiah Stewart went off the deep end. I thought.
I like how he pretended he was done. He was like, "Okay, okay," and then ran again.
I think once he realized he had all that blood on him.
Yeah,
I think something in his heart triggered, like, oh, his pride was hit. Yeah. It was deeper than that. Like, it was okay at first, it seemed like. But when he started realizing how much he was bleeding, he was like, no way I'm going to get done like this on TV.
You drew blood?
Yeah. Hey, well, Jimmy, the schedule gets thick now, man. 5 divisional games and then the Rams and the Packers. Do you look ahead at all or do you even know the next game yet?
Next game is the Browns. That's the only one that matters. One game at a time.
Woo! I love it. One game
at
a time.
Anthony Levine was. He was like, I don't even know who I play next. Like he did not look ahead.
As soon as they get there, they're all right. Well,
who is
listen?
It's the NFL.
One game at a time.
You just seen who get blown out the other day.
Yeah.
You see Titans losing to Texans.
Oh,
it's the NFL. It doesn't matter what your schedule looks like. It could be the hardest one possible. And we can go through and breeze through it, or you can lose all of them. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are shockingly zen. It's really funny to talk to you guys. Like, the pro players are all just like, hey,
you know what?
Loss, a win.
I was like, how can they, right after the game, go be hugging and high-fiving and slapping backs? But I'm like, look, they get paid. It's a job. The job's over.
Yeah.
And
clock out.
These guys, everybody's safe at the end. See you next time. That's pretty much
it. It's been a wild season, but yet we're still 7-3. Me and Tavon were out passing turkeys earlier, and I'm just like, man. We're 7-3. That's the crazy 7-3.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy. It's not an easy 7-3. It
you earned
feel
every,
like, oh,
yeah.
Just killing people. Hey. It's like, we really fought for these.
Right.
For those wins.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little turkeys. They were out there in the neighborhood after this. More with Jimmy Smith coming up on 98 Rock. Beans, the Jimmy Smith show. Why beans? I mean, fruit punch, beans. Everybody got like a food name.
That's a Zoom ID just so people know what we're talking
Mine's
about.
Mine's is actually... It's technically Jim Beam.
Oh, Jim Beam.
It just became beans over time.
Jim Beam.
And what's even funnier is, so I went to a predominantly Hispanic school, like probably like 85% Mexican, right? And my nickname for my mom was Beaner.
Oh no!
So she would be in the stand screaming.
No!
Surrounded by all kinds of people.
Oh man, gotta qualify that.
Hey, you and Tavon got picked to pass out turkeys. How's that going? They spin a wheel with everybody's name on it. If it lands on you,
no. Actually, the Ravens turkey drive is tonight. We actually did this for a friend of ours.
Oh,
We went to Frederick Douglass High School.
Oh, there you go.
Just met some of the students and passed out some turkeys to some people who came by and just took some pictures. So
that Very must cool. have felt really good, right?
Definitely does. I haven't been in. It's good to see like the high school crowd.
God, they must have been thrilled.
Those kids are a little different than like elementary, you know, high school crowds. They're more. They got a lot more to say.
Oh,
yes, and but they love you, right? I mean, it was all
Absolutely.
Love. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's all love, not disrespectful at all. Right. They just like they talk. You know, the younger kids are more like
shy, right?
Like, what kind of car do you drive? Like, I'm faster than you. You know.
I like how at Under Armour Performance Center, if you're injured, they got a spot for you right near the building. INJ. I just noticed.
Spots.
Is that has that always been like that, or is that new?
As long as I've been there, it's been the two injured spots for the hurt people.
Yeah, man. Well, there's always more than two guys hurt. They should give a few more spots.
Well, it depends. If you're a walker, if you can't walk, you get those spots.
Okay.
So if your shoulder's messed up, you park normal.
Well, speaking of injuries to your car, how's that update? I know your car got sick.
What happened?
Got bashed
I actually just got a great phone call. My car will be done December 16th. But
Damn.
I already bought the other truck, so now I have both cars.
Just in time for your new baby.
Right.
What happened to your car? I wasn't here last week.
Oh, well, Tyree Phillips has this big old dually truck with those big quad tires, those double tires in the back on each side.
Oh, yeah.
I parked on his right side, and we both were parked in reverse into the stall. So it's kind of a tight little turn between, you know, parking between the cars in front of us and making a right going out of the building. So he made a right and just ran right over the front of my car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then went and got him in the cafeteria. Was like, hey, I need to talk to you.
Those guys, you walk around that parking lot, some huge trucks in that parking lot.
That must be amazing.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, happy Thanksgiving. I guess you going to have everybody over your house? I would, if I was your kid, I'd be like, we're going to Jimmy's.
I don't know what's going on for Thanksgiving. Okay. Let's see. I know my girl's cooking, that's all.
Yeah. I'll show up to the table, eat, back on it.
Will you watch the Bears and the Lions, two teams that you guys have defeated?
Nope.
Oh, really? Not. You're not going to watch anything on Thanksgiving?
Three games.
No football?
I mean, you might find it a little surprising, but I don't really watch football unless I'm playing that team.
Wow, because that's such a tradition for everyone else on Thanksgiving to watch. But I get it. It's like your work, your job.
Yeah, I'll probably end up watching some type of movie.
Good.
My son's been playing football at recess and been dominating, he says. And I said, well, let me take you to a game. He said, I don't want to go to a game. I just like to play it. I'm like, what?
I'm not a fan. Yeah. I'm a player.
It's brilliant.
Just like Jimmy Smith.
My son's actually really getting into I showed him my highlight film one day, and now he can Google it on his cell.
Uh-oh.
So now he's constantly watching it, but he really loves it.
That's great. Yeah, he's the one that you said is like really into watching all the stuff.
Yeah, he's really into football right now. Picking up. Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy. Well, cool. We're going to let you get into your turkey night with the team.
I want to thank the Ben Garner home team for sponsoring the show.
All right, man. Good luck against the Browns. And we'll talk again after Thanksgiving, after the Browns. Let's keep this train rolling, all right?
All right. See you then.